Nick Cole, Hall of Center from Friends with Money, you certainly can sense her political leanings through these characters. Kate is a type of woman who likes to help out, while Alex is more into himself. Between the pair, they have a teenage daughter with a host of adolescent problems. That character is well written, while the two adults show no real emotional bond and everything is like lovey-dovey. Alas, all is truly not well in paradise, as some missteps become more than apparent and a few transgressions materialize. Hey, big surprise there. Another key element of Please Give revolves around how the pair acquire their wares and an elderly neighbor. Put simply, Kate and Alex often look to the dying or dead as sources of their stock and trade. Morbidity is a big part of their business and a key element of this film, along with the aging process. Contrived and deliberate, Please Give is a semi-noble enough effort and may make you think of your own station of life. Other members of this ensemble cast include Amanda Peet from 2012, who plays off her good looks to show an uncaring granddaughter, and Rebecca Hall with man problems of her own. Best of all in this film is some unique settings, including a doctor's office and health spa, that shows some traditional treatments most of us simply take for granted or don't bat an eye over. Lots of soul-searching develops in Please Give, which, as the title suggests, explores the dynamics of getting ahead through hook or by crook. Not a dark comedy, but more a smart social satire, Please Give examines a well-meaning couple and some oddball characters who wander in and out of their lives. Unfortunately, the film isn't that strong emotionally. It doesn't have too many memorable moments, good or bad. Afterwards, from viewing Please Give, you're left wondering, what gives? On a scale of 1 to 10, Please Give gets a 6. It's nice, but hey, it's simply not as good as all these highbrow hoity-toity types are making it out to be. And it's kind of boring. Our next movie, hey, another independent movie, Canadian-made, called Leslie, My Name is Evil. Canadian filmmakers sometimes can take an international story and make it their own. Though the Charlie Manson murders may have gotten coverage previously by American filmmakers, E1 Films presents a pretty interesting look at this massacre through Leslie, My Name is Evil. Now, freaking folks out, again, check your listings. Here the title says it all. Through a smart story, director-writer Reginald Harkema takes us back in time to look at Manson and his clan. In Leslie, My Name is Evil, Harkema cleverly explores the life of a young student busy at school who somehow winds up connected to the crime of the century. Young Perry is a typical nerd trying to...
Shoot! are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are located here on the campus of UBC in on the very west side of Vancouver, the city of Vancouver. Yes, it is 6:37, and this is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here until 8, and we listen to Canadian music. That is the whole deal with this show. I'm here every second week, and yeah, there you go. Okay, that band I love. They're up there as far as my favorite Canadian bands, and that would be Frog Eyes. And Frog Eyes, I'm so excited because they have a new album out, and I'm trying to find it here. Oh, I have the CD cover here someplace. Anyways, I could tell you though, the album is called Paul's Tomb, A Triumph. The song we heard was called Lear in Love, and that was a really good song. And so my love for Frog Eyes exponentially increases. There you go. Okay, let's talk about more Canadian music. And let me first of all tell you that the new Discorder is out. So, well, is it new? What is it? What month is it? This is May. So we are already, I guess, we're now fully into the middle of May. But I don't know why. Maybe it wasn't out when I came here last week. But there is the Apollo Ghosts on the cover. They're a three-piece with three faces on the cover of the Discorder. And I am currently engaged in an article entitled Come Together Right Now. It's by Dan Fumano, and it is all about the new pornographers, which is pretty exciting. So the big quote here at the top of the page is, "We're always going to be a Vancouver band." So there you go. The new pornographers, of course, were named the best band of the last decade. So that would be 2000 to 2009. And I do believe I voted for them as the best. I think I did. I'm sure I did. They're up there. If not on my own personal list, it was one or two. Or sorry, if it wasn't number one, it was number two. But yeah, they're just solid. They're awesome. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to finish reading this article before I play some stuff for them, and then I can report out to you. How does that sound? Sounds like a plan, because they do have a new album out, and I haven't played it yet. It's called, oh, come on. Where did it go? The New Pornographers, where are you? Probably right in front of my face. Anyways, they have a new album out, and the article, I've just lost the page, of course, too, as well. Hold on a second here. Come on. Here we go. I lose everything. Okay, the new album is called Together. That is it. It's called Together. And I'll tell you more when I read more about it. Okay. But anyways, until then, we're going to hear something from another Vancouver band who I quite adore. They are called The Parlor Steps, and they have a newish album out. It's been out for a little while, but it's still considered new. It's called The Hidden Names. And okay, there. Let's see. Who's in this band? Let me tell you. Caleb Stahl is lead singer / songwriter, and he is out of Victoria, and he played in a band years ago called, actually it might have been his brother, there's him and his brother's a guitar player, his brother was in a Pixies cover band called Wave of Mutilation, who were just fabulous, and I do believe he played with his brother in the band Santo out of Victoria, who, if I'm not mistaken, I know I did see them, I saw them open up for Sebado many, many moons ago in Victoria, like back in 97, I think. Yes. Anyways, these guys are awesome, and we are going to hear, let's see, what song are we going to hear? We're going to hear the second song off the album. It's called Little Pieces, and there you go. That's the deal. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We try, we try. years lending vague weight.
Test or exam and need help studying? Well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, history, chemistry, French, math, biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do, ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot, you have nothing to lose, as once again, it's a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyvan.com.
An unhappy home. that girl is doing fine. She's not alone anymore, not on her own anymore. Now she's happy inside and she's got nothing to hide. Believe her when she tells you she's alright. She's come a long way from that frightened little girl. She's not alone.
Right, that right there is something new from the Pointed Sticks. And you're saying new from the Pointed Sticks? What are you talking about, crazy lady? They've been broken up for decades. And no, of course they haven't, because they've come back with a new album. It is called Three Lefts Make a Right. And there's five of them. The Pointed Sticks consist of Bill Napier Hemi, Tony Bardock, Nick Jones, Ian Tiles, and Gord Nickel. Yes. So anyways, the song we heard was She's Not Alone Anymore, which is the first track off this new CD. And it's good. Good for these guys. Awesome. Yeah, their heyday was back in the late 70s here. They're a Vancouver band. And yeah, there you go. That was the Pointed Sticks. Before that, we heard The Notes from Underground. Speaking of going back a few years, yeah, The Notes from Underground. We heard the song, let's see, it's called Hey, 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 Second Chance. And I haven't played these guys in ages. That album is called, well, it's just self-titled, and it was released back in 02. And they always were one of my favorite local bands, always. They put on a really good live show. And in addition to that, they were just really great guys. Or they are. They still are really great guys. But yes, I miss The Notes. Anyways, at some point they were a four-piece. Mostly, I guess you could say they were a three-piece, though. And they consist of Johnny. Who else? Sean, of course. There's so many Seans and bands in Vancouver. If you're ever in doubt, just say Sean. If you're like, what was the guitar player's name? Sean. What was the drummer? Sean. Sean Mrozek. And of course, there's Johnny, Sean, and the guitar player was Dave, I think. I'm looking at my CD. Where's his name? Oh, let me see. Hold on a second here. Let me tell you though, that this CD, while I look for the names, of course, I'm probably wrong with something here, but, when I look through the CD here, it is dedicated to, partially to the birth of Molly. Molly's so sweet. Did I say, I should not have said, Dave, where'd I get that? I meant to tell you Jeff Thompson. So there's Johnny, Jeff, and Sean, and then Dallas was there sometimes. So Dallas was on this record, and, there you go. All right. That was The Notes. Before that, we heard the Parlor Steps. The Parlor Steps are a local band, and they are a five-piece. And they are also, in addition to being a five-piece, I was going to say biracial. I don't know where that came from. A co-ed band. Biracial. Yeah, so they're a co-ed band. And there you go. That was the Parlor Steps. My name is Anita B., and this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music is played. And let's move on and hear some more Canadian music. Oh, yeah. We've got, coming up right now, the new Pornographers album. So it's called Together. And let me tell you a little bit about it. I've been boning up. I've been doing some reading of this little interview here in the Discorder. The Discorder is out, and let me tell you about it quickly. If you want to know more about the Apollo Ghosts or Caribou, Bison BC, etc., come pick up an issue. Of course, new Pornographers are in there, and the article is called Come Together Right Now. And if you may not have known this, let me tell you, Carl Newman, I learned this well after the fact, but he had been living in Brooklyn, so in New York City. He left Vancouver a few years ago, maybe like maybe 3 years ago, something like that. And he got married. And now, instead of living in the city, he is upstate in Woodstock, of all places. So he's living in Woodstock. He still considers himself a quote-unquote Vancouver band. He considers, you know, the new Pornographers still a Vancouver band. There are eight of them in total. Eight. And in the interview, when they ask, Do they consider themselves a collective? And he says, no, not really. You can call it what you want. But he just likes to have a lot of musical ideas to choose from, because not only are the eight members playing on the album, but people such as Annie Clark is contributing guitar to one of the songs. There is a guest. Horn player as well, and backup vocals provided by Okraville Rivers Will Chef. So there you go. Okay, so here we go. This is the new album. Without much further ado, this is the new Pornographers, and the station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Some golden You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
That right there is the new is a new song from the Pack AD. They have a new album out. It's called We Kill Computers, and the song was BC Is On Fire. By the way, that is on Mint Records, and totally fresh. They are two-piece. They hail from East Vancouver, and there you go. They are constantly touring. If you haven't heard of the Pack, then I don't know where you've been at, but anyways, there you go. That's the Pack. And the girls too, of course. Okay, before the Pack, we heard The Cinch. Speaking of girls, they were a mostly girl band with, a couple guys peppered in there. From the album Shake If You've Got It, from, 02-ish or so, we heard the song Losing Your Head, and that was a long one. Those guys are a super kind of drony, jammy kind of band who were awesome back in the day. And Cece Rose, who was the drummer from The Cinch, has now moved on to Vancouver. Yes, sometimes I want to say Vancouver, But yeah, so she is one quarter of the all-girl band Vancouver. And apparently, from what I read online, they're in the midst of making new stuff. So, I don't know, writing new songs. And so we might be getting something from Vancouver soonish. We'll see. There you go. That was The Cinch anyways. And then before that, we heard the new Pornographers. Let's see. The song was My Shepherd. And that one was sung by Nico Case. And the name of the album is Together. There you go. Let's just double check. Let's see. The new Pornographers, they have to be on Matador. Yeah, so I'm sure they are. But they did spend a lot of time on Mint Records. The last album was the first one that they recorded for Matador. And that new Pornographers record was recorded, in Woodstock at Carl's house. And JCDC, so John Collins and Dave Carswell, did go out there and help record it. Okay, my name is Anita B., and you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is my all-Canadian music show. And it's been a long week already. It's only Wednesday, but I'm a teacher, so... And I work at a high school here in East Van, well, in Vancouver, and I only have, 4.5 weeks of classes. That is it until we are done classes. And then, of course, come exams and all that. But I've been feeling really burnt out and really just tired and just whatever. I teach grade nines mostly, who are awesome. I teach one grade 10 class who are so slackerish. Ugh. And all I can say is, I'm so glad. I don't tell any of my students I do a radio show because this is sort of my own thing. God forbid they would listen to me because I like to talk about them. But my grade 10 social studies class are awful. They are so lazy. They're like the worst, biggest apathetic group of slackers ever. And I know no one's listening, so I can tell you all that. It's just so sad. But anyways, there you go. That's my vent, which I know you're thinking, wow, that's all you can vent about? Yeah. But, let's talk about good things though. Let's move on and let's talk about what's coming up at 8. And that, of course, would be Val Cormier. Her show is called Folk Oasis. She's from 8 until 10. And then Sexy in Van City is here from 10 until 11 with Caroline M as the host. Okay, what are we going to listen to? Oh, yeah, I know what we've got. We have something old, but something still good. We've got Bum. I haven't listened to Bum in ages. So I did go down to the CD library here and I did a little tracking down and I decided to dig out some Bum. Anyways, from their 1994 release, I Am Superwoman. We're going to listen to something from that. But this, by the way, is recorded by Ian Jones, of all people, and Zach Blackstone, as well as Bum. And Bum were a Victoria band, and this album, which is called I Am Superwoman, was recorded here at Vancouver Studios back in October of 93. Good God. Time has flown. Anyway, so that was, 16 and a half years ago? Anyways, Ian Jones, of course, was the lead singer / guitar player from Pluto. And he's still doing some musical stuff. He's still doing some recording and whatnot. And he's now living up in Britannia Beach. That's his deal. And he's working in the film industry as well. So he's doing some sort of, boom operating, behind the scenes kind of stuff. And there you go. Okay, anyways, from this album, we're going to hear the first... No, we're not. We're going to hear the second song. That's what we're going to do. It's called I Wanna Be. This right here is Bum, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Scenic Drive every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Okay, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are located here on the campus of UBC, and I just had a nice positive caller. His name was Marcus, and you know, I just, when every time I answer the phone, for the most part, I'd say 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4 are positive calls. And then last time I did a show, which was a fill-in, actually, interestingly enough, for Scotty and his show, I just played a cart there for, I got like some total asshat call in, and just like he was so negative. And so thank you, Marcus, for the positive vibes. That sounds so hippie like doesn't it, for the positive vibes. But he seemed to be enjoying particularly bum, so there you go, Marcus. Have a good career there out on the docks, whatever you do. That sounds nice. And I should be near some water, because he overheard me talking about being a teacher. Actually, on the whole note, I will never leave school, right? There's some days when I'm walking down the halls of my high school where I teach, and I'm just like, oh, am I ever going to leave high school? And let me tell you something, amongst all the staff, like all the teachers at my school, these are people for the most part who just either love high school so much and don't want to leave, or just can't leave. Like, because amongst all the 60 teachers, it's like this mini stratification of the entire social hierarchy that all existed while we were in high school. So there's the cool teachers, like the total nerdy teachers. There's the teachers who talk behind other teachers' backs. Like, I don't know. That's okay. I like it enough, obviously, to keep doing it. But I'm telling you, I'm just looking so forward to summer. I am just I've had a long year. So there you go. Thanks for the phone call. And yeah, my name's Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I am here every second Wednesday. So my show runs from 6:30 until 8. And of course, as I mentioned before, Val's show, which is called Folk Oasis, her show is from 8 until 10. And she's not here yet, which is slightly unusual. I love Val. She's the coolest. She was away on vacation 2 weeks ago, though. So, and she is just like the traveling guru. She just is awesome. Sometimes I wish I could have her life, but I don't. That's okay, Val. You're just, yeah. I have two little kids. So having two little kids and working a full-time job does take a lot out of you. But okay. So what did we hear? We heard Fun 100. Fun 100. That's such a great classic, I don't know, local indie rock song. Fun 100, by the way, played their last show ever. Oh God, has it been already 3 years? Yes, it has. Crazy. They're a band out of Abbotsford. And the song we heard was the first one, which, let's see if I can get this right. It's called Shitty Band. That is a song we heard. And there you go. Yes, that was that. They're done. They're all done. Fun 100. Speaking of bands who are done, the band before Fun 100 was Hot Little Rocket, and I really, really like these guys. I love them. They remind me a lot of Superchunk. Every single time I play them, I am like, oh, Superchunk. It's Superchunk, but that's good because I love Superchunk. So they are out of Calgary, and they existed for a full 11 years. These guys started off back in 98 and played their last show ever back just recently in September of 09. That's Hot Little Rocket. They have a newish album. It's self-titled, and we heard the song, which is called Number One. I don't know. Does that say Vest or West? I don't know. Why can't I read that? Well, if you look, I don't know. Let's see. Number One. I'm going to go with Number One West. Oh, somebody's got some bad handwriting there. It's one of those, like, you know, it's not a typing kind of lettering on this album. But anyways. Okay, and then before Hot Little Rocket, of course, Bum. The song is I Want to Be. All right, I want to be continuing to hear some more Canadian music. It is now 7:29, and let's see if I can come back. Let's just see. I'm not making any promises because often I can't keep my promises. Lately, my sort of motto is, if I have no expectations, I shall never disappoint myself. But I'll tell you what I'm thinking of doing. I'm thinking of looking up weather and coming back with weather to tell us all about after the next few songs I play. How's that? Now, that's fairly low in the expectations department. So that's what I'm hoping to do. So maybe we'll keep getting this nice sunshine. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm just starting to do some gardening. at our house, and my plants need water, and I'm too lazy. Like, so I always wish for rain when I don't really feel like getting out there with a hose, so I don't know. Okay, anyways, Lady Hawk. Lady Hawk is next. Lady Hawk are one of my favorite, if not, they are my favorite local band. They have released two full-length records, and this album I'm going to play something from is called Shots. This was released about two-ish years ago, I think back in 98, and it was recorded in Kelowna, which is where these guys originate from. And what's my favorite song on this album? Oh, yeah, this is it. It's called I Don't Always Know What You're Saying. And, yeah, so I can't play this album without playing that song. So there we go. We're going to listen to that song, I Don't Always Know What You're Saying. And there we go. The station CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Ooh.
Saying, I don't always know.
Back. Sorry about that. I've had some problems with this CD player number 3, but not you guys don't really need the details. But anyways, Andrea is here. Andrea is filling in for Val, and Val is away. And I knew this, and thank you, Andrea, for reminding me. She's in New Zealand. That is the deal. So Val will be not coming back next week. Is that correct? You don't know. So she's like 4 weeks away, something like that. She's away for a little while. So Andrea is here from 8 until 10, filling in for Val with her show, Folk Oasis. And you do your own show as well at 6 in the morning, if I'm not mistaken.
On Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays. And it's called Pacific Pickin'. I knew that. I was going to say that. I'm getting better. Okay, I was going to say that. But I thought, you know what? I don't trust myself. But there you go. So Pacific Pickin', Andrea is here. And that will be in about 16 or 17 minutes. There you go. Let me tell you who we just heard. I got a little, you know, involved in the conversation, but Wood Pigeon. Wood Pigeon was what we just listened to now. They have a new album out. It's called Die Stadt Musikanten. And the song we heard was that title track. I won't repeat it. These guys are, of course, a Canadian band, and they are out of Hamilton. Hamilton, yes. Okay. and they are on the Boompa record label. All right, so before Wood Pigeon, I almost said something else, but before Wood Pigeon, we heard Controller Controller, who is a band that are no longer. Controller Controller were out of Toronto, and I always really liked them, and we heard something from their album History, and let me just double check the name of the song we listened to, and that was called, it was called History, I think. I'm not very good at being a DJ tonight. And then before that, Lady Hawk, and I can tell you exactly the name of the song. It was called I Don't Always Know What You're Saying from their 08 album Shots. Lady Hawk, who originate from Kelowna. And there you go. So we have about 16 minutes until I'm out of here. Oh, and I was going to do some weather. And I forgot. But you know what? How about I tell you some interesting things? I was doing a little research on Steve Albini. So Steve Albini was the producer of the Pixies, and I meant to tell you that before when I was playing Hot Little Rocket, the band who I said sounded like Superchunk, it was produced, their third album was produced by Steve Albini. So I happen to be a massive Pixies fan, and that was of great interest to myself because I was like, Steve Albini, I know Steve Albini. And then it took me a while to place him with the Pixies. Weather. So let me tell you about weather in Vancouver, what's going on. It's amazing how technology is so split second. Okay, let's take a look here. From the weather, what's the Weather Network? They are telling us that it's currently 13 degrees out and it's overcast. Today is Wednesday, and overnight we're going to be getting a low of 7. Thursday, it looks like it's going to be gloriously sunny with a high of 18, which is kind of nice, isn't it? All right, awesome. There you go. So let's move on with some more Canadian music, and how about we hear something new from Hawksley Workman? I haven't heard anything from this new album yet. I've always liked Hawksley Workman. He's kind of an odd guy, but cool. The new album is called Meat, and we're going to hear this song. Let's see. How about French Girl in LA? Sounds intriguing. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and my name is Anita B. Here's Hawksley Workman.
Savages with Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the fancy dancing, guess you better find your way back home.
The Calgary Folk Music Festival is 4 days of 68 artists from 14 countries. Artists: Avid Brothers, Star, St. Vincent, Michael Franti, Timber Tamper, Obi Jou, Man Man, Kanono No. 1, and DJ Logic. Even more than that, July 22nd to 25th at Princess Island Park. Let the music take you to Nerdville. Visit CalgaryFolkFest.com on your computer machine. Can I go now?
Situation mess. something you can't switch off. I hope I won't cry, but I know I will, and you know how it feels. On the north side, on the south side, they sing along when you switch on.
LiveBand.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated